So let's turn in our Bibles. 我们今天继续看哥林多后书 and we'll be reading, continuing 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 那么我们上个星期呢就是看过第八章 and last week we were in chapter 8. 那么我们今天就是继续在第九章是都是讲着奉献。And last week and this week, both chapters are talking about offering. 那么这个一个很多人会问的问题，特别初来教会。And this is a question that many people ask when they first come to church. 他就觉得信耶稣是不是交入会费的？Is there a membership fee for believing in Jesus? 我回到教会听到是不是捐钱 I come to church, do I have to put money in the offering bag? 我们收奉献可能觉得哎呀不知道怎么应该放多少 And as we just pass the offering bag, maybe you think, oh, how much should I put in there? 那我记得很多初信主的或者未接触教会完全不明白怎么处理的 And I know many new Christians, new believers or first time to church, you know, you don't know what to do 是记得是我未信耶稣之前呢就是看一个福音电影 I remember before I became a Christian I saw a Christian movie 那个电影可能你们有些人即年长一点就会记得 Maybe some of you eldersWill remember this movie. 是叫弹簧刀与十字架 The Cross and the Switchblade. 是讲大卫维克斯牧师将福音传去纽约帮派的 Switchblade. Google 说弹簧刀弹弓我以前讲弹弓就是弹簧弹簧David Wilkerson when he first brought the gospel to the gangs of New York City 他是终于能够带到第一次带啲帮派啲人入到教会听一篇道 and after some time he was able to get these gangs into church 我记得睇个电影嗰、那个其中一个主角尼基古兹 and one of the main characters in the gang Nicky Cruz 喺个教会嘅时候佢全个奉献袋 and as they're passing out the offering plate 佢唔知系要放钱入去反而佢攞钱出嚟摆自己袋and he didn't know you're supposed to put money in he took the money out and put in his own pocket 唔接触教会唔知啊奉献系乜嘢 when you don't come to church you don't know what you know what the offering's all about 我初信主嘅时候，我半睇呢个电影之后，影响我信耶稣。I saw this movie and it had an influence on me。半年之后我信耶稣嘅 ，and I got saved about 6 months later。咁我初信主头两本属灵书籍系睇就系呢个弹簧刀与十字架 And the first two Christian books I read as a baby Christian was Cross and the Switchblade。第二本就系尼基古兹个人见证系叫屠。And the second one was Nicky Cruz's personal testimony is Run Baby Run. 咁就係今日呢我哋係讲唔係逃唔係讲弹簧刀係讲奉献。So today we're not talking about running or switchblades, we're talking about offering to Jesus. 咁上个星期喺第八章我哋睇我哋应该做一个慷慨嘅人唔好做孤寒。And so last week we saw that we should be generous, we should not be greedy and stingy. 我们看到真正的满足和富足是有认识神。We saw that true blessing and fulfillment comes from knowing Jesus. 不是说有多少钱就满足是有耶稣人的生命是满足。And it's not by how much possessions you have that brings fulfillment, it's by having Jesus in your heart that brings fulfillment.所以今天我们在第九章要继续看基督徒奉献的原则。And so this morning we're going to continue in chapter 9 and look at the principles of Christian giving. 所以我们看第九节我们先读第一节到第五节。So I'm going to read first from chapter 9 verse 1 to 5. 论到供给圣徒的事我不必写信给你们。Now concerning the ministry to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. 因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸张你们，说亚该亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。 For I know your willingness about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. 但我打发那几位弟兄去，要叫你们照我的话预备妥当，免得我们在这事上夸张你们的话落了空。 Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in the respect that, as I said, you may be ready. 万一马其顿人与我同去，见你们没有预备，就叫你我们所确信的反成为羞愧，我们羞愧便不说了。 Lest if the Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. 因此我想不得不求那几位弟兄先到你们那里去，把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当，就显出你们所捐的是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。 Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you have previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as of grudging obligation. 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主啊，我们将今天的时间交在你手里边，靠你带领我们去认识你要跟我们讲的说话。多谢你，奉耶稣名求。 Amen。在这里我会第九章我会看五个原则。 In chapter 9 we're going to see five principles about giving an offering. 上个星期我们已经在第八章开始看到，知道保罗就是跟马其顿教会和哥林多教会两个都在这里好像是讲他奉献的心。 In your last week we saw in chapter 8 Paul's talking about the Macedonians andthe Corinthians, you know, and comparing them and how they give and all that. 他是为耶路撒冷的有需要的信徒来收奉献。 And he's collecting this offering for the needy saints in Jerusalem. 但是在这里 他再讲回一年之前哥林多教会是应承是这个奉献。 And he stresses again that the Corinthians had promised a year ago to give this offering.但因为某些原因没有机会做不到。 But for some reason they were unable to do what they had promised. 所以等一年后还没收到他的奉献。 And so a whole year later they still haven't given their offering. 于是保罗讲派人去先收你的奉献，不要等到我来到先收。 And so Paul's saying, I'm going to send some guys to collect the offering. I don't want to collect it when I get there.所以我看到第一个我觉得重要的原则。 And so I'm looking at the first principle that I think is important, 就是保罗讲在这个第五节。 And it's there in verse 5, 把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当。 Prepare your generous gift beforehand. 或者新译圣经说，事先筹足从前所答应的捐款。Or the NIV says, finish the arrangements for the generous gift you promised. Or as it says in the New King James, prepare your gift as you previously promised. 所以我们看到那个保罗的意思就是不想因为他自己亲自来给压力他要收奉献。 So what Paul's saying is he doesn't want to come and put pressure on them to give an offering.他不想来到用他自己呼唤说大家耶路撒冷的人很惨的，要奉献给他。 He doesn't want to come and put on this, you know, this pity act and say, oh, please give this offering for the poor saints in Jerusalem. 他就说不想用一些演说的技巧，不想 透過一啲嘅氣氛，唔想做一啲呢啲咁嘅嘢。He doesn't want to use his oratory skills or use some atmospheric ways to influence them. 佢話：你哋應承過，你哋先預備好，佢嚟到就交俾佢咯。He said, "You promised to give it. Just prepare it, and when these guys come, just give it to them." 我覺得呢個係一個好好嘅一個原則。I think that's a wonderful principle that we should learn from. 你知道有時去到一啲教會，有啲特別嘅聚會，講完嚟到佢又好似係要收奉獻，用好多嘅方法收奉獻。You know, you go to some churches and there's a special meeting as guest speaker. You know, and they go through all this rigmarole to take up an offering. 可能係用15分鐘、20分鐘嚟收奉獻 ，maybe lose 15-20 minutes talking about the offering.保罗的意思就是说不要太注重收奉献，要注重耶稣。 I think what Paul is saying is, hey, let's not put the focus on taking the offering, let's put the focus on Jesus Christ. 因为太注重当时收奉献的气氛，就会是将我们的思想歪了。Because if we put the focus on taking the offering, it takes our minds off Christ and puts it someplace else.你知道我们可以透过音乐，我们可以透过灯光效果，可以透过一些语气，是影响你的情绪，影响你的心情。Do you know that we can influence your emotions through the music, through the lighting, through the way I speak? 如果我讲得很小声，我们弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主耶稣里面是一切。And if I start speaking with a soft, quiet voice, you know what, I can influence you in this. 或者我奉耶稣的名，我们需要，我们要这个，我们需要 in the name of Jesus, we need to get excited, because it's a... 我是不是可以用我的语气是影响你的情绪，高涨低下？I can feel my intonation. I can cause a change in our, you know, we can be up really excited or we can get really low and quiet. 保罗唔想透过呢啲人为制造气氛去影响人嘅心。Paul didn't want to influence their hearts through any mechanical means by man.他要他是受圣灵的影响 And he wants them to be influenced by the Holy Spirit 有圣灵的感动 And to be touched by the Holy Spirit 如果圣灵感动你做不是靠一些特别的效果或者是一些气氛制造 And if the Holy Spirit influences you It shouldn't be because of some special things that we do To cause the atmosphere and the aroma or whatever you know我初信主的时候会回一间教会，那间教会的牧师很厉害。When I first became a Christian, I was going to this church, and the pastor in that church was really amazing. 他每次崇拜呢，用半个钟头收奉献。In every service, he'd use half an hour to collect an offering. 他用一些好人为的方法， and he'd use some really humanistic means. 他就会讲信。今日话我听嚟到崇拜之前，就今日收奉献，有五个人要奉献20元。He said, God told me before the service today that we're going to come and there's going to be 5 of you that's going to give $20. 讲美金哈，40年前啊，20元美金好多。And this is 40 years ago and talking $20. That's a lot of money. 跟住话，如果你系要奉献20元，起身有五个，嗰度一个、两个、三个，有冇第四个？Okay, if God's taught on your heart to give $20, stand up right now. Okay, there's one. Okay, three. 仲有一个，仲有两个。你两个唔起身，你知道神话你听，你快啲起身。There's two more of you, and God's spoken to you. You better stand up now. 跟住五个人起身之后，佢话神又话我听，今日有三个人要奉献100元。And then he goes on and say, God also told me three of you are going to give $100. 快啲起身。你不要拒绝圣灵的感动，你不要窒息圣灵。Don't resist the moving of the Holy Spirit. Don't oppose what God's doing. Stand up. 好，仲有呢，今日神话我听，两个人奉献1000元。And God also told me two of you are going to give $1,000. 起身，神话我听，你不可以拒绝圣灵的感动。
你知道神跟你讲的嘢，你知道的，圣灵在你心讲，你起身。
You know, God spoke to you, brother. You better stand up and do what the Holy Spirit tells you.
呢啲系有人会用呢啲咁嘅方法。保罗话：我唔想用呢种方法。
Paul said, I'm not going to use this kind of way to take an offering.
我知道唔同嘅教会有唔同嘅收奉献嘅方法，所以而家想俾你睇某一间教会收奉献嘅方法，请你留意一下。
This is a way that one church takes an offering. And there's many different ways, but you can watch this and just see if this is the way God wants you.
Should we do the offering that way? 有唔同嘅教会有唔同嘅作风啊！我哋睇第九章第六节。
Let's look at chapter 9 verse 6.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
第一个我觉得奉献的原则就是少种少收。
I think the second principle about giving an offering is that if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly.
这个是一个属灵的原则，一个属灵的定律。
This is a spiritual principle, you could say a spiritual law.
我们有科学的定律。
We have scientific laws.
有啲科学嘅定律我唔系好明嘅。
I don't really understand the scientific laws.
我知道佢系真实系会运作。
I know that they're real, that they operate.
但我未必系明白点解佢会系运作。
But I don't understand how they operate.
有个例子有摄氏嘅物理学嘅定律。
You could say the law of magnetism, is a physical law.
咁啊，我唔明点解两个正会排斥，两个一个正一个负就会吸收互相吸引。
I don't understand why two positives repel, yeah, and a positive and negative attract, opposite poles attract. I don't understand it.
但我知道系真实嘅
，but I know it's real.
我哋嘅门口系用摄氏电力。来开关的锁
our front door, we have a magnetized lock that, you know, we use to open and close the door.
我不是很明白为什么摄石可以这样做，但是我会运用它。
I don't understand it, but I will use it.
我拿个摄石黐啲嘢喺我雪柜
and I'll take a magnet and put some things on my refrigerator.
我也不是很明白地心吸力为什么。
I don't even understand why gravity works.
你哋明唔明点解有地心吸力
？Do you understand why there's gravity？
我未必系明白，但我相信地心吸力系真实。
I don't understand it, but I know it's real。
因为我就按照个定律嚟运作
，so I obey the law of gravity in my life。
如果唔系，我会头崩裂啊，成日跌亲啊，打烂嘢。
And if I don't obey the law of gravity, I'm going to always be hitting my head on the floor, and I'm going to be breaking things.
属灵、生灵都有定律。
There are also laws, spiritual laws.
呢个就系一个属灵嘅定律。
This is a spiritual law.
少种的 少收，多种的多收。Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. Sow bountifully, reap bountifully.
这个的意思就是说，如果你相信耶稣，你就是奉献少，神会祝福你少。你奉献多，神会祝福你多。
And what it's basically saying is that as a Christian, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you are giving sparingly, God's going to bless you less. If you give abundantly, God will bless you more.
我们看另一个经文，耶稣都是这么讲，在路加福音第六章三十八节。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said the same thing.
耶稣说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的星斗，连摇带安，上尖下流地倒在你们怀里。因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
所以耶稣说，你是祝福别人，神就会加倍祝福你。
And so Jesus is saying, if you bless others, God is going to bless you in greater proportion.
你是孤寒，斤斤计较，不想关心别人，神就会对你孤寒。
And if you're being stingy and greedy and not trying to help, God's going to be stingy and greedy with you.
所以是一个的用耕田的，大家可以明白一个例子。
And so Paul uses this agricultural illustration that I think we all can understand.
如果我是撒种，我就好孤寒咁样，呢度杀少少，嗰度杀少少，嗰度杀少少，我个收获会点
？So if I'm planting seeds and I just put a little here and a little there and a little here, what's my harvest going to be？
我会收好少，但如果我系好阔佬嘅，好大方，呢度杀好多种，呢度杀好多种，呢度杀好多种。
But if I'm just really planting all the seeds, just you know, putting all these seeds out there in the field and just planting, what's my harvest going to be like？
我会系收好多，所以保罗系用呢个例子讲到我哋奉献嘅心。
So Paul is using this as an illustration of how we should be giving.
当然要按照你嘅能力嚟奉献。
But of course, you have to do it in proportion to your ability.
因为第八章已经话我哋听要按照能力去奉献。
Because in chapter 8 last week, we already saw, he told us that we give according to our ability.
所以你不可以说，啊，我杀多啲种，我是奉献多啲，好似投资计划，咁神又祝福我多啲，咁我是得5000蚊一个月嘅收入，咁我奉献10000蚊啊。咁我可以回报20000啊。
And so you can't have this attitude and think, okay, I'm going to do like an investment now. You know, I'm going to start giving to God and I'm going to get more. So I only get $5,000 a month in my salary. So I'm going to give $10,000 to God and then God, you're going to give me $20,000 back.
唔係，呢個係試探神。
No, that is tempting God.
神要我哋按照我哋现实嘅生活，按照我哋现实嘅能力。
God wants us to act according to our practical ability, according to our real situation.
喺我哋按照我哋嘅收入嘅一部分嘅运用，凭信心俾神。
And God wants us to go from our practical means, our salary, take a portion of that.In faith to give to God.
神冇要求你用超过你嘅能力嚟奉献。
God never requires you to give above what you're able to give.
神只要你按照你嘅能力去奉献。
God only wants you to give according to what you are practically able to give.
但有个原则喺度嘅，无论你俾几多，你永远唔可以俾多过神俾翻你嘅。
But the principle is that no matter how much you give to God, you can never give outgive God. You can never give more to God than He's going to give back to you.
所以你会奉献几多呢？
So how much are you going to give to God?
我哋睇第七节，
So let's look at verse 7. 各人要随本心所着定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
So 呢个经文我非常之喜欢。I love this verse. 我哋应该背熟佢。We should memorize this verse. 我哋应该睇到佢有三个重要嘅部分。
And we should look, there's three very important aspects in this one verse.
系应该奉献几多？
How much should I give?
呢度俾个答案我哋。
And here gives the answer.
系讲明嘅，你心里边着定嘅。
And it says, as he purposes in his heart.
如果系新译本话，各人要照着心里所决定的捐款。
And the NIV says, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give.
或者修订和合本话，各人要随心所愿。
And then in the New Living Testament, I like this, the NLV, NLT, it says, you must each make up your own mind as to how much you should give.
咁咪应该俾几多？ So how much should I give?
你自己决定啊。
You decide, yeah.
It's your choice.
你有感动奉献几多就奉献几多。
You, what is, well, how much do you have, feel compelled to give? Then that's how much.
哦，我冇感动啊。I don't
feel compelled to give anything.
咁冇冇啊，冇俾啊。
If you don't have a compulsion to give, then don't give.
神就冇要求我哋俾几多，神要我哋自己心里边决定。
God doesn't require you to give any amount. He just wants you to do what's put in your heart.
你有感动奉献就奉献，你冇感动冇奉献。
So if you feel compelled to give, give. If you don't feel compelled, don't give.
我喺个奉献袋嚟到，应该点做？
Oh, they're passing the offering bag. What should I do?
冇感动就冇奉献啦。
You don't feel compelled to give, don't give. Don't put anything in.
但千祈唔好攞出嚟。
But don't take anything out either.
是不是很难啊，这个原则。
Do you think that's a hard principle to follow?
应该不是很难，是不是？有人觉得，哎呀，怎么办啊？第二部分，这个经文第二部分都 很重要。
The second aspect of this verse is also very important.
他说，不要作难，不要勉强。
It says, don't do it grudgingly or being forced of necessity.
我哋咩叫作难勉强 ？What does it mean to be grudged or out of necessity being forced？ 即系有好多人奉献啊，可能有呢啲心态。
Lots of people give in an offering out of these kind of attitudes。
有一个就可能系朋辈压力
，One is peer pressure。
咩叫朋辈压力嘅？个奉献袋传过嚟嘅
，They're passing around the offering bag。
咁啊。隔离左右个都系奉献，抌啲钱落去
，and everybody's putting money in。
我冇钱，我银包得$100。
And I don't have all I've got in my pocket is $100。
哎呀，佢又俾，我唔俾好似好肉酸嘅。
He's putting money in. If I don't put money, well, that's going to look bad.
哎呀，得$100食饭钱点算啊
？All I've got is $100. What am I going? That's my lunch money.
哎呀，算啦，抌落去啊。
Oh, just put $100 in.
呢个系勉强受朋辈压力。
That's grudged offering. It's being peer pressure.
神唔要你奉献喎。如果系咁样，应该点做
？If you're in that situation, what should you do?
唔需要奉献，由得佢存个袋。Bye bye.
You don't need to put anything in. When they pass the bag to you, just say, bye bye bag.
Bless you. 学中国功夫沙太极 Learn how to do Tai Chi. Pass it the other way. 你冇心唔好受呢个压力
If you don't have the heart to put anything in, don't feel pressure to do so.
另一个即唔准确嘅心就教世主心态。
Another attitude that some people have is a savior messiah complex attitude. 哎呀，教会好需要钱啊，得我呢度系有份好工，你睇呢啲全部学生嗰啲老人家，嗰啲又赌徒，得我一个有钱点算呢？教会又灯又火，我帮下你啦。Some people give out an attitude, I'm the only one here that's got any money. They're all a bunch of students. They don't have any money. Some elderly people, they're retired. A bunch of gamblers paying off debt. No, who's going to pay the expenses here? I guess I got to do it. I'm the Messiah. I'm going, I'll give my offering. 那个心态啱唔啱? Is that a right attitude to give an offering? 都唔啱㗎。係有苦澀啊。That'll cause you bitterness in your heart. 另一种心态就是竞争心态。There's another bad attitude, it's called competition. 你有没有听过这个? Have you ever heard of this one? 那这个意思就是说面子嘛。Got face here, you know. 哇我听到哪个奉献这样的数目。Well, I heard that so-and-so gave this in the offering.Woo! 我份工比佢咁好 ，my job, my salary is better than that guy. 我就可以奉献多啲，佢咁样要令我好难睇，我唔可以衰得，我比佢更多奉献。He said, "Man, I make more than that guy does. I can't lose out to this guy. He's giving, so I'm going to give more than him." Competition. 呢种心态唔系神接纳。God does not accept that attitude in your offering. 可能你哋经历过 ，maybe you guys have experiences. 你同朋友出去食饭 ，you go out eating with a friend. 哎呀，朋友，我唔记得拎银包喎 ，I forgot my wallet, man. 哦，唔使嘅，我请你 ，no problem. That's on me. 下个礼拜又同佢食饭 ，next week you eat with him.哎，又唔记得拎银包喎。I forgot my wallet again. 唔紧要，我请。第三次 ，the third time，
又唔
记
得攞。
又唔记得攞。你请佢，但你心里边谂紧啲乜嘢 ？You pay, but what are you thinking in your heart？ 岂有此理？岂有似你次次都是这样是缩骨仔又不拎银包 Each time you forget your wallet, you make me pay. 那你给了钱但你心里面是有苦澀 You paid, but you don't feel well about it. That's begrudgingly. 如果你奉献给神是有这样的心态、啊、我奉献给教会你看教会怎么用我的钱I gave my offering to the church. Look at how they spent my money. 不爽啊！不爽英文怎么说How do you say that in English? 不爽 you just feel really nasty about it, you know. 埋怨投诉，奉献之后埋怨投诉。如果系咁，你千祈唔好奉献。If you're going to gripe and complain about the offering that you gave, don't give an offering. 是吧?这个是保罗的意思,不要奉献。神就不要。That's what Paul's saying. Don't give the offering. God doesn't want it. 可能这个你可以明白。如果一个病态赌徒走来你家就告诉你我输了钱可不可以借50万给我。Maybe you can understand this. If a compulsive gambler comes to your home and says, I lost all my money, can you lend me $500,000? 可能你就觉得岂有此理，你输晒你的钱关我咩事 Maybe you think, hey, you lost your money, what's that got to do with me? 但因为朋友，因为压力，亲戚原因，好，帮你啊。But maybe because he's a friend, a family member, some other reason. Okay, I'm going to help you out somehow. 但你帮他，你心里边还没爽。But when you help him out, do you really feel good about it inside? 你心里边摁住摁住， 千祈唔好再揾我。你知道帮佢，佢唔会还啊吓。And you know you give him, you help him out. You know he's not going to pay you back, and you just don't feel good. 如果你用嗰种嘅心理奉献俾神，你千祈唔好奉献。And if that's the way that you're giving your offering to God, then please don't give your money to God. 神就唔要你嘅钱。God doesn't want your money. But in this verse, the third aspect that's important of verse 9 is 神想我们怎样捐得乐意的甘心乐意的奉献。 God loves a cheerful giver. He wants us to give cheerfully. 是不是勉强不是强迫自己决定，但是开心来奉献。 Not being forced, not being pressured, not being coerced into it, but doing it willfully from your heart. 愿问这个捐得乐意那个字好搞笑。 The Greek for the word here for cheerful giver is an interesting word. 是狂笑，开心到爆炸。It's hilarious. God loves a hilarious giver. Somebody that's just so happy I get to give to God. 非常之开心，我可以奉献给神。你的奉献是不是这样的？ When you give your offerings to God, are you doing it like that? 我开心，我可以参与神的侍奉。我开心，我可以参与神的工作。You say, I'm just so excited I can partake in God's work. I'm so excited I can serve God and with my money and my finances. Is that the way you give? 如果不是，你没奉献。If that's not the way you give, you shouldn't be giving. 哦，咁下个礼拜冇人奉献啊。So next week nobody's going to give. Okay, you know, God knows. 我哋应该奉献，因为我哋系经历神嘅恩典，我哋就系将我哋嘅所得嘅恩典奉献翻俾神。And we should give to God because we experience His grace and His love, and we just want to give back. So 我哋要记得呢三方面。So we need to remember these three aspects. 我哋系自己心里边决定，唔好勉强作难，同埋要捐得乐意。So we need to decide in our heart, on our own. Don't be forced into it. Don't be grudging about it, and give joyfully, hilariously. 好，我哋跳到第八节。Sorry, 头先讲第九节，应该系第七节。I'm sorry, I said the wrong verse a second ago. I'm talking about verse 7 a minute ago, not verse 9. Let's go to verse 8. 这个就是我想讲第四个原则。And this is the fourth principle we want to talk about. 第八节，神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。 And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. 这个原则就是很重要的。当我们奉献给神，我们要记得这一点。And when we give an offering to God, we need to remember this. 神是我们的供应者。God is our provider. 我们是有一个爱我们的主，我们成为神的儿女，神是照顾他的儿女。Our God loves His children. When you become a child of God, God takes care of His children. So we need to remember that our God is going to provide for us. So we need to always remember that our God who loves us will provide for us abundantly. 未必令到你成为百万富翁。Maybe you will not become a millionaire. 但是神会照顾你所需要的。But God will take care of all your needs. 未必俾你所想要嘅。God may not give you all the things you want. 但係佢會俾你所需要嘅。But He will provide the things that you need. 嗱，如果你記得亞伯拉罕
在创世纪的时候。If you remember Abraham in the book of Genesis, 当神叫亚伯拉罕带以撒上山去献给神 ，When God told Abraham to take his only son Isaac up to the mountain and sacrifice to God, 亚伯拉罕就系准备就系落刀去献以撒 ，And as Abraham was ready to offer Isaac on the altar to God, 神就话：咪住，我而家知道你系真系信服我，你唔使做呢件事。God said, "Stop! Now I know that you'll not, you know, that you're going to obey me in all things. You don't need to do this." 跟住神为佢预备咗一个山羊系个荆棘个 ，And then God provided a ram in the bushes. 呢件事系象征神将来要将耶稣基督献俾我哋嘅。And this whole instance was a representation of when God is sending His Son to be an offering for us. 但神为亚伯拉罕预备咗一个羔羊代替羔羊 But God provided for Abraham a sacrificial lamb, a replacement sacrificial lamb. 亚伯拉罕见到呢个羔羊，佢就同神讲 When Abraham saw the lamb in the bushes, this is what he said: 耶和华以勒。He said, Jehovah Jireh. Yehovah Yilak, 是什么意思? And what does Jehovah Jireh mean? 神是我的供给者。God is my provider. 神为我预备。God provides for me. 今天神是不是你的供应者?是不是你的供给者? Today is God your provider. 神是不是为你预备你所需要的? Is God providing all the things that you need?我相信神是我们的供应者。I believe that God is the provider, 是常常充足超过我们所想所求。I believe that God provides for us abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. 你看腓立比书第四章十九节。Look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. 可能你识背这个经文。Maybe you have this verse memorized.我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足 And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ 你信不信? Do you believe that? 当我们奉献给神的时候我们要相信无论我奉献给多少神就是我的供应者And when we give offering to God, we need to trust and believe that no matter how much I give to God, God is my provider. 神是我的供应者。所以我们要仰望主耶稣。So we need to keep our heart looking to God. 我很喜欢箴言三十章第七到第九节。I really like Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 to 9.因为在这个经文里面是关于我们奉献给我们一个很好的提醒 Because in this verse around giving an offering to God, it gives us a very good reminder. 如果你看箴言三十章七到九节 If you look at Proverbs chapter 30 verse 7 to 9, 我求你两件事在我未死之先不赐给我Two things I request of you, deprive me not before I die.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。
Remove falsehood and lies from far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me.
恐怕我饱足不认你。说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的命。
Lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
可能你唔中意呢节经文。
Maybe you don't like this verse.
因为可能你想发达。Because maybe you want to be prosperous.但我觉得这个是一个很好的提醒。
But I think this is a great reminder to us.
我们应该是仰望主供应我们的需要。
We should be looking to God as our provider.
那神怎样供应呢？
How does God provide?
我觉得神好现实。
I think God is really practical.
我记得我初来澳门1980年。
I remember when I first came to Macau in 1980.
澳门好穷，好多木屋，好多星铁屋。
Macau is poor. Lots of wooden shanty houses, tin houses.
好多一个单位住三四个家庭。
In one apartment living 3 or 4 families.
你哋有冇记得啊？年长啲可能记得。
Maybe some of you older people, not you young guys, will remember that.
当时好穷，一个人赚钱500蚊一个月。
I remember back then a monthly salary was about 500 patakas.
但好多人好开心喎。
But so many people were very happy.
今时今日嘅大部分嘅澳门人同当时嚟比较，而家你好富有。
And if you were to compare the majority of Macau people today with the Macau people of that day, all of you are rich.
你谂下，以前咁样住，而家住豪宅，系咪？
We used to live in little shanties, now we're living in a luxury apartment. Then we only had 500 patakas a month, now we've got 50,000 a month.
比较上来，现在就是富有。
In comparison, today we're rich.
但是神按照我们的环境，按照我们的地方来供给你的需要。
But God provides for you according to the place that you're living in the economy that you're living in.
如果我三十几年前在澳门要生活是按美国的经济环境，正不正啊？
If I was living in Macau 36 years ago on a United States economy, wow, that'd be rich, wouldn't it?
但不同的地方有不同的需要。
In different places, there's different needs.
非洲有非洲的需要。
Africa has Africa's needs.
尼泊尔有尼泊尔的需要。
Nepal has Nepal's needs.
菲律宾有菲律宾的需要。
And the Philippines has the Philippine needs.
神知道你的环境，你的需要。
God knows in your situation what your needs are.
神就按照你的环境，你个别的需要，俾你。
And God provides for you according to your situation and the needs that you have.
神知道我们的事。
God knows what we have.
所以我们看第九节。
So let's look at verse 9 and verse 10 and 11.
我们看第九节到十一节。如经常所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义传到永远。
As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。
Now he who supplies the seed to the sower and the bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就藉着我们使感谢归于神。
While you are enriched in everything for the liberality which causes thanksgiving through us to God.
咩意思？ What does that mean? 神要透过你去祝福别人。
God wants to use you as a vessel to bless others.
所以当神来祝福你，神来透过你去祝福别人。
So when God blesses you, he's using you as a blessing to others.
神系如果系使我哋富足，系因为要我哋将呢个福气传出去。
So if God gives you abundance and blessing, it's so that you can use the abundance and blessing that God gives you so you can share it with other people.
神要你多行善，关心别人。
God wants you to do works of good works to, for concern for other people.
你愿意成为神嘅流通嘅管子吗？
Are you willing to be that vessel that can be used for God?
你想唔想用神俾你嘅福气就去祝福别人吗？
And do you want to use the blessings that God has given you to be a blessing to others?
大家知唔知咩叫死水？
Do you know what a dead pool is?
死水你知唔知乜嘢？系一个湖，有水入冇得出。
It's like a lake that has water going into it, but no water coming out.
个水系会死嘅。
The water will die.
系泡晒青苔
，and it will get all full of algae.
会系冇生命嘅
，and it will lose life.
如果你就系收神嘅祝福，你冇。将神的 福分享给别人，你就变一塌死水。
And if you just keep receiving the blessings from God and keep it and you don't share it with others, you become a dead pool, a stagnant water.
我们看最后一点，第五个原则。
Let's look at the last point, the fifth principle.
十二节到十五节 and it's verse 12 to verse 15.
因为办这供给的事，不但普圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。
For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God.
他们从这供给的事得了凭据，知道你们承认基督信服他的福音。多多地捐钱给你他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。
While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of the confession to the gospel of Christ and for the liberal sharing with them and all men.
他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切地想念你们。
为你们祈祷
and by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you.
感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
最后呢一点，呢个原则系乜嘢？
So what is the last principle here?
我哋要有准确嘅动机。
We need the right motive.
我哋奉献要有准确嘅动机。
When you give, you need the right motive.
我哋基督徒准确嘅动机奉献系乜嘢？
What is the true motive for Christian giving?
唯一嘅准确嘅动机就喺呢度嘅。
The only true Christian motive for giving is right here.
你睇到系感谢神，荣耀归神。
It says thanksgiving to God, and it says glorifying God.
我哋唯一嘅动机就系因为神祝福我哋，我哋感受到神嘅爱，感受到神嘅恩典。
The only motive we have for giving is because.God has blessed us. We experience His love. We experience His grace.
我哋因为我哋得到神嘅爱，我哋就爱神，回应佢嘅祝福。
And because we receive His love, we love Him in return, and we respond out of love to give back to God.
所以我哋出风头、面子、交易嘅，或者积埋恩德。呢啲唔啱嘅动机。
And so the false motives for giving are wanting to make a name for yourself, having face, doing it as an exchange, God, I'll give you so much, you give me so much in return, or trying to gain merit points with God. These are all the wrong reasons for giving.
唯一神会祝福嘅动机就系爱。
The only motive for giving that God's going to bless is the motive of love. 你今日有冇呢个爱神嘅动机去奉献 ？And do you give to God today because you love God？ 因为你经历佢嘅恩典，因为你经历佢嘅爱 ，because you've experienced His grace in your life， because you've experienced His love in your life， 你就系愿意将神嘅爱就系回应翻俾神 ，and you want to give back to God。And bless God in return for what He's blessed you with. 当我哋咁样祝福翻神，我哋可以帮到其他信徒。And when we bless God that way, we can also bless others who are in need. 跟住神就得到荣耀。And because of that, God gets glorified. 我哋将一切嘅荣耀归翻俾神，唔系我哋奉献得荣耀，系神得荣耀。And it's God that gets glorified, not us that give that get glorified.有啲教会好兴咧，就边个奉献边个奉献贴晒喺度啊！呢张凳系边个奉献$10,000，嗰张凳系奉献100,000。And some churches, you know, they like to give glory to man, and they say, okay, who gave this much? Who gave this much? You know, this chair is given by so and so. They gave $10,000, and this chair was given by this guy. They gave $1,000,000, and they put man up and glorify man. 我哋应该奉献系要荣耀耶稣基督嘅。As we give to God, it's to glorify God alone.所以我哋呢度唔会贴你嘅名，你奉献几多，我哋都唔会贴你嘅名。So here, no matter how much you give, we're not going to put your name anywhere. 因为我哋要耶稣得到荣耀 ，because we want God to get the glory. 头先我讲五个原则 ，I shared 5 principles. 预先收你嘅，预备好你嘅奉献 ，prepare your offering in advance. 记得属灵嘅原则 ，remember the spiritual principle.少收少种少收，sow sparingly, reap sparingly. 捐得乐意，不勉强。Give with a cheerful heart, not grudgingly. 记得神系供应者。Remember, God is the provider. 要有准确嘅动机系爱。And have the right motive for giving, the motive of love. 如果你记得呢五个原则，神会祝福你嘅奉献。And if you remember these 5 principles, God's going to bless and honor your giving to Him. 我哋好少讲奉献，啱啱呢两章系讲奉献。We very seldom talk about giving here, but these 2 chapters, this last 2 weeks, have been talking about it. 可能一两年后我哋先再讲奉献。Maybe it's going to be another 2 or 3 years before we talk anything about offerings again. 但希望你唔介意呢两个星期，因为圣经讲，我就要讲。But I hope you don't mind that for the last 2 weeks we've been talking about giving because the Bible says it, so I've got to teach it. 如果我不教你们，我是失职。And if I don't teach what the Bible says, then I'm not being responsible to God. 但希望你自己听到，就是按照你的心意，就奉献翻给神。But we pray that after you hear what God teaches on this, that you respond with what God tells you. 我们一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你。你是我们的供应者。Lord, we thank you because you are the provider. 你愿意祝福你的儿女 And you want to bless your children. 我们相信当我们依靠你跟从你你会祝福我们的生命。And Lord, we believe that as we follow you and honor you, you will bless us. 我们愿意你掌管我们一生。We ask you, Lord, to fill our life.Take control of our life. 用我的一生成为你的器皿 That our life might be a vessel of honor for you. 求主透过我的生命去祝福别人 And Lord, we pray that through our life you would bless others. 所以我们愿意圣灵自己亲自工作 So we ask the Holy Spirit to move 向我们每一个人讲你要我们听的说话That you would speak to each of us the words that you want us to hear. 我们多谢主听我们的祷告奉主名求。And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 愿神祝福你们平安。May the Lord bless you. Amen.